Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Olea Shalom. It begins in the Oz Vahadar edition on Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amid with the words Rav Zeira B'Shem Rav Chuna. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara, Rav Zeira B'Shem Rav Chuna. Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav Chuna. If he did not ask for rain in the bracha of the years, which is a bracha of Baruch Aleinus Hashanah Hazois, which is the bracha over Parnasa, if he forgot to say the Saint Halamatu there, Oimra b'Shemei Tefillah, he can make up for it by saying it in Shemei Tefillah, because a person mentions his requests in the bracha of Shemei Tefillah. He can also mention the Saint Halamater if he forgot to say it in its right place. Ask the Gemara, Ashaila, Udik Havasa, would the same be Imloi Hisker Gvuris Geshamim Betchias HaMesim Oimru B'Shamei HaTfilah? If he forgot to say Mash V'Ruach Umar Dagoshem in the Bruch of Tchias HaMesim, could he also say it in Shamei HaTfilah? And the Gemara responds, certainly he can, because ma im shaila, shehi midoichik oimer b'shamei tefillah, shaila, which comes because a person is distressed, he's under pressure, he doesn't have rain, he doesn't have parnasa, and yet he can say it in shamei tefillah, so askora, shehi mirevach, when we mention the praise of Hashem, that ma shavruach amar dagoshem, which is done in a state of comfort and space, it's in a calm atmosphere, like Holshchen, certainly that he could say it in Shemei HaTfilah, as the Pnei Moshe explains, three lines from the bottom of the Amid Kolaymer. Harei shayla shibakosh ala tzorech v'adoichik shazman tzorech l'kshamim ulefikach tiknu b'birchus ha-parnasa v'avu pihachi im loy amra b'makam shetiknua mahani lo amra b'shemei HaTfilah v'ein tzrichen lachziroi. We have a Kal V'Chomer. If Shaila, which is made under duress because there's no rain and people need rain, and therefore Chazal were misakin this bracha, this Nusach of a Saint Talmater in the bracha of Parnasa, in the bracha Hashanim, Baruch Aleinus Hashanah Hazois, so you would think that it must be in that bracha of Parnasa. And yet, if he didn't say it in the right place where Chazal were misakin it, it helps to say it in Shemei HaTfilah. And he doesn't have to go back and, let's say, repeat Shemayna Esrei because he forgot the Saint Talmater in the right place. So, continues the Pnei Moshe, Askara, mentioning the Shevach, the praise of Hashem, Shehimi Revach, that a person is doing that not in a state of distress, but in calm, in a calm atmosphere. She'ein ela derech shevach l'makom, this is only a praise to Hashem. Shemarat hageshem is money, that he brings down the rain in its right time. Ve'ein bakash ala tzorech v'adoichik, and it's not a request of Hashem because of a pressuring need, like kol shein, so certainly the mahani yamayim rabbi shemei atfilah. The Gemara at this point holds that it would help certainly to say mashvuruch amar dagashem, which is not done out of a need, but rather as a praise of Hashem, that a person could say it anywhere. If he forgot to say it in the right place, he could say it in shemei atfilah.
So it comes out from what we've learned on Amid Beis that if a person forgot to mention Mashva Ruchamard Hageshem in Tchias HaMesim, or he forgot to ask for rain in Birchas Hashanim, he's allowed to do both of them in Shemei HaTfilah. On this, the Gemara now, on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, asks from a Braisa that says, not like that, Vatani, we have learned in a Braisa, Im Loi Shal B'Birchas Hashanim, if he did not ask for rain in Birchas Hashanim, Oy Shalei Hiskir Gvers Geshamim B'Tchias HaMesim, or he did not mention Mashiv HaRuach Amar Dagashim in Tchias HaMesim, the din is machzir and isoi, that he has to go back to the beginning of Shemayna Esrei. And the Gemara at this point thoughts, explains the Pnei Moshe, that it's speaking about, he didn't say it in Birchas Hashanim or Tchias HaMesim, but he was still before Shema Tefillah. And we don't give him the option of saying it in Shema Tefillah. The halach is, he has to repeat Shemana Esrei. So it's a question on what we learned before. Amar Rav Avdimi, Achvid Rabbi Yossi, so Rav Avdimi, the brother of Rabbi Yossi, responded, no, that price is B'Shaloi Amar B'Shema Tefillah. He did not say Mash V'Ruach Umar Dagoshem in Shema Tefillah. He did not say V'Sein Tal Umotar in Birchas Hashanim. He did not say V'Sein Tal Umotar in Shema Tefillah. He forgot to say it in both places. So there the halach is, Machzir Nasar, but Ein Echanami, if he's holding before Shema Tefillah and he's able to say it in Shema Tefillah, then according to the Rishalmi, he's allowed to say it in Shema Tefillah. When the Brisa said in Loishol B'Birchas Hashanim or Lehisker Gurus Gishom B'Tchias HaMesim, it's not that he's holding before Shema Tefillah. He's holding after Shema Tefillah. He forgot to say it in Shema Tefillah. It just says Birchas Hashanim B'Tchias HaMesim because that's the main place where it should have been said. But in fact, the Brisa is speaking about that he forgot both in Birchas Hashanim and in Shema Tefillah. He forgot Gvurs Gishamim in Tchiyas HaMesim and also in Shema Tefillah. Then the halach is Machzir Nasar. So it comes out that according to Yerushalmi, if a person is before Shema Tefillah and he forgot in the right place, he's allowed to mention Gvurs Gishamim. He's allowed to ask for his needs V'Sein Tal Matur Levracha in Shema Tefillah. However, most Rishonim based on the Bavli disagree, and they say that Shema Tefillah is only a place where a person can ask for his individual needs. However, to ask for rain, which is used in connection with an attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the one who gives us rain, it's connected with a Birchas HaShevach, that is not the place to mention or be shoyel for rain in Shema Tefillah. Shema Tefillah is made only for a person's personal needs. And the halacha in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Yudalet, Sifvav, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, is like Roiv Rishonim, not like the Yerushalmi, but like the Bavli, that once the person has not said it in the right place, he has to be choizer, and he does not have an option of saying it in Shema Tefillah, even if he's holding in Shemona Esrei before Shema Tefillah. Continues the Gemara, Eichon hu choizer, in other words, Leheichon hu choizer, and Bepashtus, the Gemara's question over here is on the Saint Talumotel Levracha, on what he should have asked in Birchas Hashanim, and he forgot to say it there. He forgot to say it in Shema Tefillah, and he's holding at the end of Shemona Esrei. So it's really a three-part question. Does he go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei, if he forgot it even in Shema Tefillah? Does he go back to Shema Tefillah, where he should have said it since he forgot it in Birchas Hashanim? Or does he actually go back to where he originally should have said it in Birchas Hashanim? There's some Rishonim that say that the Gemara's Shaila over here is also on Gvuras Geshamim, Amash V'Ruch Marta Geshem. But here it's only a two-part question. Does he go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei? Or does he go back to Shema Tefillah where he should have said it once he forgot to say it in Gvuras Geshamim? Why isn't there a third part question that maybe he doesn't go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei, he doesn't go back to Shema Tefillah, but he goes back to the Brach of Tchiyas HaMesim, where it should have been said originally? So that we've already learned before, that once you go back to Tchiyas HaMesim, that's already the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei are considered one unit. So if you're going back to Tchiyas HaMesim, it's like as if it would be one bracha, then you already have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. So if the Gemara Shaila here also incorporates the Zechira of Geshamim in Tchiyas HaMesim, it's only a twofold question. Does he go back to Shemei Tefillah where he should have said it once he forgot to say it in Tchiyas Meisim, or does he go back to the beginning of Shemoyne Esrei? Says the Gemara, Kidamar Reb Shimon Bar Vo, Shem Reb Yochanan, Kidamar means Kidda Omar, as Reb Shimon Bar Vo said in the name of Reb Yochanan, concerning Yalav Yavi on Rosh Chodesh, Bir Rosh Chodesh, Im Akar Estraglov, if he took the three steps back from Shemoyne Esrei, he forgot to say Yalav Yavi, which is said in the Avoda, which is Ritzei. So if he already has taken three steps back, so then Chayzel Chatchil, then he has to repeat the entire Shemoyne Esrei. Bavi Im Lav, if he has not yet taken the three steps back, so he's still holding in Shemoyne Esrei. So then the halacha is Chayzel Avoda, he goes back to Ritzei and he puts Yalav Yavi in Ritzei in Avoda Af Hacha. So we can learn here also in our Shaila where he finished Shemoyne Esrei and he forgot to say the same Talamater Levracha, or he finished Shemoyne Esrei and he forgot to say Mashiv Aruch Amarda Geshem Af Hacha Im Akar Esraglov. If he already took three steps back, Chayzel Chatchila, then he goes back to the beginning of Shemoyne Esrei. The Im Lav, and if he has not taken the three steps back, Chayzer, the way our Girs is and the way the Charedim has the Girs in our Gemara, Chayzer La Avoida B'Shemei Atfila. So he goes back to Ritzei. But the Shinin Nischois brings down that many Rishonim have the Girsa without the word La Avoda. And their Girsa is not B'Shemei Atfila, but L'Shemei Atfila. He goes back to Shemei Atfila, and then the Pnei Moshe sticks in Avoda, followed by Avoda, followed by Ritzei. So let us understand what the Gemara is answering. On the Etzim Shaila, do you go back to the beginning of Shemoyne Esrei or not? So the Gemara gives a clear teretz from Yalav Yavi. By Yalav Yavi, you only go back to the beginning of Shemoyne Esrei if you were Akar Esraglov. Same over here, by the same Talamat Levrach, you'll only go back to the beginning of Shemoyne Esrei if it was Akar Raglov. Let's say it's not Akar Raglov. So we don't really have an answer from Yalav Yavi. Yalav Yavi, the only bracha you could go back to is Ritzei. That's the only place that Yalav Yavi can be said. How is that an answer to our Shaila? Do you go back to where it should have been said originally in Birchas Hashan, in Baruch Aleinu, the same Talamater, or do you go back to the bracha, which is a makeup, a substitute for Birchas Hashan, and that is Shemei Tefillah? So the Achorinim explained that the Gemara here didn't have a clear raya from Yalav Yavi, but it took a svara that just like by Yalav Yavi, you're rolling back the Shemoyne Esrei. If it's Loy Akar Esraglov, we see it as a power that you can roll back. It's as if he's holding before Ritzei, and he's able to say Yalav Yavi in the Avoid of Ritzei. So too, Legabi V'Sein Talamater, you roll it back, and now he's holding by the next place where he should have said it. He's already at near the end of Shemoyne Esrei. It was Loy Akar Esraglov. So you roll it back to Shemei Tefillah, which is right before Ritzei, and he says it over there. The Gemara held that it was Mestavra, that you roll it back to the nearest place where he could have said it. In the situation where he's in, where he forgot to say it in Birchas Hashanim. So you roll it back to being before Shemei Tefillah, and just like if he had forgotten to say it in Birchas Hashanim, and he was holding before Shemei Tefillah, according to Yerushalmi, you're allowed to say it in Shemei Tefillah. So that's what we roll it back to now also, that he's holding before Shemei Tefillah. If he's holding before Shemei Tefillah, he says it in Shemei Tefillah. A brief hakdama before we begin the next Gemara. We are aware that in Eretz Yisrael, we are not maskir geshamim, or we're not shoyel for geshamim after Pesach. In fact, we stop saying Mashiv Ruach Amarta Geshem and V'Sein Talamater Levracha after Shacharis, the first day of Pesach. Also, even if they were misane in Eretz Yisrael for geshamim, they would not do that after Nissan, because as the Charedim brings here in Divrei HaMaschil, Misanin Olo Yotza Nissan Geshamim Simin Klala, after Nissan rain is a siman klala, it could do damage. So in Eretz Yisrael, they would not fast for rain after the end of Nisan. But here, we're going to be learning in the Gemara a shaila that came to Rebbe from the city of Nineveh, which was in Bavel. And in Nineveh, even in the summer, even in Tammuz, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Tainis that they are in need of rain, and rain is a good thing. Let us begin the Gemara. B'Nineveh tzarchen meva tainis basar pischa. In Nineveh, they had to make a tainis for rain after Pesach, which means after Nisan, the Meforshim explain. Austin Shiloh LeRebbe, they came to Rebbe with this Shiloh. Can we make a tainis for rain here in Nineveh, which is in Bavel, where rain after Nisan is a good thing, not like it is in Eretz Yisrael? Amar Loin Rebbe, so Rebbe responded, L'chuvasu, you have a right to make the tainis, because Bavel is different than Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, rain after Nisan is not a siman klala. And as the Charedim brings down, even in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a siman klala. If it rained before Nisan, then having rain after Nisan is not a siman klala. The Charedim Divrei Maskil L'chuva Asu, Deloy Havi Siman Klala in Eretz Yisrael, Ela Kishalo Yordu Kaidim Nisan, Ukidisos of Yerushalmi. This is a Yerushalmi. That it's only a Siman Klala in Eretz Yisrael if there was no rain before Nisan, then to have rain after Nisan damages. And it's a Siman Klala. But if there was rain before, it's not a Siman Klala even in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Rebbe said, there's not a problem with making a tainis in Bavel for rain when it's a good thing, and even in Eretz Yisrael, if it rained before Nisan, you could have a tainis after Nisan. It's not a siman klala. So l'chuvasu, but with one provision, ubavad shaloi tishanu mit tviya shel tvila. You shouldn't make a change in the formula of the tefillah, as explains the Charedim. Lishol geshem mebirchas hashanim. You're going to want to say v'sein talum water levracha, but to do it in birchas hashanim, that would be considered now in the summertime. That would be considered a change from the formula of tefillah, because in Eretz Yisrael they no longer say v'sein talum mater after the beginning of Pesach. So for you to say now after Chodesh Nisan, for you to go ahead and say v'sein talum mater in Birchas Hashanim, that would be a change from the formula, and that is forbidden. Ask the Gemara, Eichen Weimra, or we would say Heichen Weimra. So where do you say the same Talamater? As the Charedim explains in Divrei Maskil, Heichen Weimra, Kolaimer. Ikra Taina Shehu al Shailas Hamater B'toicha Tfilah Tzorch Sheyishol. The main part of a tainus is that in the tefillah you should be shoyl the same talamater. Umiachar the loy mishanim mishar ha'olam loymer rebirchas hashanim heichan oimra. Okay, so Rebbe has given a restriction that you cannot say it in the birchas hashanim, but I have to say it because that's if I'm fasting, then the whole inyan of the fast is to be mispal ta'kadosh baruch hu while I'm fasting for rain and to say the same talamater in shmoneh esrei. But Rebbe's not allowing me to say it in Birchas Hashanim, so where do I say it? That's how the Charedim understands the question here of Eichon Hu Oimra. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Sover Meimer, Rabbi Yirmiyah was of the opinion that Oimra b'Shemei Tefillah, he should say it in Shemei Tefillah. And this would not be deviating from the formula, because the formula of Saint Talamater is to say it in Birchas Hashanim, and here I'm going to say it in Shemei Tefillah. Amr le Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi objected to saying it in Shemei Tefillah. Loi chein Amr Rav Zeir b'shem Rav Huna. Have we not learned? Did not Rav Zeir say in the name of Rav Huna Imloy Shaw beBirchas Hashanah, if he did not say Shaila, the Saint Halamater in Birchas Hashanah, Oishalay Hisker Grus Gisham B'Tchias HaMesim, or he didn't say Mashav Rucham Arda Geshem in Tchias HaMesim. Now we have the Nusach, the Girsa here, Machzirin Oysa B'Shamei Tefillah. The Shinui Nuschos brings down in Ois Zion from the Rosh Cirillo, Oimra B'Shamei Tefillah. If you didn't say it in the right place, so you can be mashlim that, you can make up for that by saying it in Shamei Tefillah. So what are you telling me? Rebbe is saying that I should not be Mishana from the formula of the Tefillah to say it in Birchas Hashanim. Argues Rabbi Yossi, if Shamei Tefillah is a backup, if it's a substitute for Birchas Hashanim, then if I'm going to say it in the summer in Ninveh, in Shamei Tefillah, that's also a shinui from the formula of the Tefillah, because that's also a place where one says the same Talamater. So since, continues the Gemara, since Rebbe said that we should not be Mishana, v'marlon Rebbe l'chu v'asu, go and make the Tainus. V'mar means v'amarlon Rebbe. Rebbe told us l'chu v'asu, make the Tainus, but with one provision, v'vachloi tishana mit tviya shel tefillah, you shouldn't be Mishana from the formula of the tefillah. So how could I say it in Shamei Tefillah? So Rabbi Yossi does not like what Rav Yirmiyah said to say it in Shamei Tefillah. Ask the Gemara, I'll die to the Rabbi Yossi, Eichon hi Oimra, Eichon again we would say, Heichon hu Oimra. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can't say it in Birchas Hashanim, because Rabbi said don't change from the formula of the Tefillah. Rabbi Yossi argued you can't say it in Shamei Tefillah either, because that's also changing from the formula. If so, where do you say it according to Rabbi Yossi? You have to say it someplace. Answers the Gemara, B'shei Shehu Maisev. As the Charedim brings down from the Gemara in Tainus, that they used to add six brachas between the bracha of Goel Yisrael
and the bracha of Rifa'enu.
So in those six brachas, which the Shlich Tzibur adds for a total of 24 brachas in Shemayna Esrei, in those six brachas, he will say the same Talumata. That will not be considered a change from the formula of the Tefillah. And the Rosh Cirillo says, in Divrei HaMaskil B'Sheishu Moisev, V'nira Be'enai, De'Bebirchas Merachem Alo Oretz, Hu De'Moisif V'Noisa, De'Mitviya Shel Tefillahu, that which of the six brachas do you say with Saint Talamata? You're going to say it in the bracha of Merachem Alo Oretz, because that is part and parcel. By giving rain, that's how Hashem shows His mercy on the Eretz Yisrael and the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael. So the Rosh Cirillo says, I believe it's in the last bracha of Merachem al Ha'aretz. Ask the Gemara further, Ad Kidoin, this suffices your answer that the Shlich Tzibur will say it in the six brachas, the last of the six brachas, as the Rosh Cirillo said. That's good, by a Tzibur, Sheyesh Leshesh. The Shatz, the Shlich Tzibur, in his repetition of Shemayna Esrei, adds six brachas. That's fine. So put the Saint Talamater in the six brachas. But Yachid, She'ein Loi Sheish, but a Yachid does not say an additional six. So Minayin, from where, or as the Shinui Nuschos in Ois Tes brings from the Rosh Cirillo, not Minayin, but Laheichon. To where, not from where, but to where. Yachid she'en l'sheish l'heichon. To where in Shemayna Esrei does he say v'sein talamater? He doesn't have the six. He can't say it in Birchas Hashanim. Rabbi Yossi argued he can't say it in Shemei Tefillah. So where does he say it? Amar Rab Chanina. So Rab Chanina answered, Loi kein amar Rab Zeira b'shem Rab Chuna. Didn't Rab Zeira say in the name of Rab Chuna that Yachid Shoyled Shrachov B'Shamei Tefillah? Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav Chuna that if a person has needs, personal needs, he's allowed to ask them in the bracha of Shamei Tefillah. Ve'elu Tzrachov Hein. And these are the personal needs of each individual, that each individual needs parnasa, each individual needs rain. So therefore he's allowed to say it in Shamei Tefillah. Let us see an important charedim here. the second of the wide lines at the bottom in the right-hand column. Loichen, let's learn it inside together. Hilkach, yachid loimikri mishan mimatbeya. So by a yachid, argues Rab Chanina, that by a yachid there's no problem with saying it in Shemei Atvila. Why? Dehatamit shoyel kol tzarcho b'Shemei Atvila. He's always asking all his needs in Shemei Atvila. So why don't I say the same thing by a tzibur? Why do I have to say he has to say it in the six brachas, the shatz? Let the shliach tzibur say it also in Shemei Atvila. No, says the Chareidim, V'das ha-Yerushalmi, the shliach tzibur be'ez chazor lo'imotzi l'shol, afilu tzarchi tzibur. That when he's repeating Shemei Atvila, he cannot put the needs even of the tzibur in Shemei Atvila. The tzibur needs rain, he cannot put it there. So the shliach tzibur is stuck because he's not allowed to ask the needs of the tzibur by the yachid, since he's always asking his needs. So there is no set formula for Shemei Atvila. It's whatever a yachid wants to put into Shemei Atvila. So if a yachid needs rain, he could put that in also. That's not called being mishana, the formula of the bracha. However, by a tzibur, the Yerushalmi holds a tzibur, a shliach tzibur is not allowed to ask even the needs of a tzibur in Shemei Atvila. So the only other way he could use Shemei Atvila is as a hashlama for Birchas Hashanim. But on that, Rabbi Yossi argues that works only in the winter. But in the summer, since it's a place where normally you make up, if you omitted the Saint Talamater in Birchas Hashanim, you make it up in Shemei Atvila. So Shemei Atvila also becomes the place of the Saint Talamater, and then by saying it in the summer, that's changing from the formula of the bracha. But that doesn't apply to a yachid, because a yachid's Shemei Atvila is always flexible. You can always put in whatever request you have of Hashem. So you could put in rain as well. However, a tzibur cannot use Shemei Atvila for needs, even the needs of a tzibur. And to do in the summer, to use Shemei Atvila as a backup for Birchas Hashanim, that's changing the formula of the tefillah, because it's only said in the wintertime and not in the summertime. So the tzibur's only eitzah is to say it in the last of the six additional brachas. Continues the Chareidim, that this which the Yerushalmi is of the opinion, that the Shliach Tzibur cannot request the needs of the Tzibur in Shemei Atvila, and therefore he doesn't have the Eitzah that a Yochid has, Aval Abavli B'soif Her Kamad D'Tainis, and Daf Yadalad Amad Beis, Hevi Hach the Yerushalmi. They bring this story with Ninveh, which we are learning now in the Yerushalmi, but B'Nusch Achorinah, they have another Nusch. Deloy shalu atinus, they weren't asking, can we fast? Ella lebnei Ninveh shehu makom hatzorach geshem gam b'kayitz. They were asking Ninveh that it's a place for rain, even in the summer. In b'kayitz yishalu geshem rechaz hashanim oy b'shemei atvila. In the summer, should they ask the same talamater in birchaz hashanim, or they should ask it in shemei atvila? The heishven Rebbe responded, ki yichidim damisu. You are compared to yichidim. You should say it in Shemei Atvila. Kechol Yochid Asher Al Tzrocha B'Shemei Atvila. Like any Yochid who has his requests in Shemei Atvila. V'leichilik bein Yochid L'Tzibur. The Bavli there on Daf Yadal Rami Beis in Tainis is not mechalik that only a Yochid can say his needs in Shemei Atvila. Mashma desvirulei dafil shliach tzibur shoyel tzarche tzibur b'shemei atvila. That a tzibur, a shatz, when it comes to Shemei Atvila, and the tzibur needs rain, he's allowed to put in the same talamater in Shemei Atvila. V'hochi noeg alman, that's the minig of the world. Whenever there's a drought and rain is needed, the shatz can put in the same talamater in Shemei Tefila. So the, according to the Chareidim, there's a machloikis Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether the Shliach Tzibur is allowed to put the Tzrachim of the Tzibur in Shemei Atvila. The Yerushalmi holds no, and therefore the only Eitzah for the Shliach Tzibur is to put in the Saint Talamater in the six additional brachas of Atainis. which the Shliach Tzibur says, according to the Bavli, a Shatz is like a Yachid, and he can ask, he can request the needs of the Tzibur in Shemei Atfila, and that's where he puts him the Saint Talamater. However, the Taz in Arachayim, in Simin, Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Beis, disagrees. He has another understanding of the Bavli, and according to the Taz, even the Bavli agrees to Yerushalmi that a Shliach Tzibur is not allowed to make a request of the Tzibur in Shemei Atfila. And therefore, the Taz paskins that the Shatz cannot say the same Talamater in Shemei Atfila. The only Eitzah, if there's a fast for a drought, that the Shliach Tzibur will say it in the additional six brachas.
Continues the Gemara to explain our Mishnah concerning Havdalah. The Mishnah stated, according to the Tanna Kamma, of Havdalah b'choinin hadas, that the bracha of Atoch and Antona, that's Mavdal that separates between the Kedusha of Shabbos and Chol, is said in the first bracha of Chol, which is Chonin Hadas. But on the Tanna Kamma, there was a machlokas with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Akiva said that Atoch and Antona is supposed to be said as a bracha revius b'fnei atzma, a fourth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei before Atochonin as its own bracha. And Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that Atoch and Antona is said in Hoidah, which is in Moedim. Says the Gemara, Shimon bar Vo bo kumi Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon bar Vo had the following question in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Dover shehu noyeg. As the Haredim explains, Bitmiya, this is a wonder. How could it be that something that is done every Moitzoi Shabbos throughout Klal Yisrael, this Hanhaga of saying Havdalah in davening, that the Chachamim in later years should come along and have a machlokas exactly where it was said? How could they forget where Havdalah was said in Shemoneh Esrei? As we turn to Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, Amar Lois, Rabbi Yochanan responded, Al Yedei She'ikra B'Koi Shachua B'Tfilah. Because the Ikra part of Havdalah is saying it over a coast, they forgot to say it in Tfilah. We today say Havdalah both in the Shemoneh Esrei Atoch and Antonu, and we also say it Al HaKois. The Rash Cirillo here in the right-hand column at the bottom, Divrei Maschil Al Yedei She'ikra B'Koi, explains that there were three stages to the takana of Havdalah. Ezra HaSofer and the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, when they returned from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael was in a state of poverty, so their takana of Havdalah was to say it in Tefillah, in Shemoneh Esrei. After Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael and they became more affluent, so then they were oiker it. The second stage of the takana was to be oikarit from Shemoneh Esrei and to do it bedafka al hakois. However, in the times of our Mishnah, in the times of the Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, which was after the Churban Bayis Sheni, when they became poor again, so they brought it back to say Atoch and Antonu in Shemoneh Esrei. However, those who could afford to say it al hakois, they kept the ikr takana to say it al hakois. So the Gemara sums up and says, Milsa omra sheikra b'kois, as the Pnei Moshe explains, although we understand from what Rabbi Yochanan responded, al yedei sheikra b'kois shachu b'tfilah, we understand that he said the Ikr Takan is Bekais. But now the Gemara is going to bring Shitas that argue on this. So the Gemara wanted to sum up and say, what is the summation of Rabbi Yochanan's Shita? To sum it up, Milsa Amra, what Rabbi Yochanan said was She'ikr Bekais. In other words, when they made the second stage of the Takana to say it ala Kais, and they were oikarit at that point from Tfilah, that's why when it came to the third stage, after the Churban, when they only had people saying it ala kais who could afford the wine, but most people were going back to Tfilah, at that third stage they were doing both. But Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that from the three stages, the Ikur Takana was the second stage to say it alakois. And since at that second stage, at that time, they were oikarit from the Shemayin Esrei completely. So Mimela, when they came to the third stage and they brought back the tefillah, they had forgotten where exactly to say it. To say it as a bracha by itself, to say it in Atachon Olam Das, to say it in Moedim, they forgot. And that's how the mistake came about. But what's negeya to us in summation is that Rabbi Yochanan holds the main thing of Havdalah is alakois. And enough gemina will be, what happens if somebody made it alakois and he had not yet daven Shemayin Esrei? He would not be mechuyev to say Havdalah in Shemayin Esrei because he did the Ikur Takana, which is alakois. However, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, the great Ruba, the great Rabbi Yitzchak, says differently. Amra Makois, Amra B'Tfilah. If a person was magdim to say Havdalah alakois before he davened Shemayin Esrei, he still has to say it over again in Shemayin Esrei because, as the Gemara is going to sum up, his opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba, is that the Ikur Takana is to say it like stage one, to say it in the tefillah. And therefore, even if you said it alakois already, you have to repeat it in tefillah. And now the Gemara continues, Bishvil is Akris as a Tinoikis, as the Pnei Moshe explains. Ha, Kalaimar, this means, Ha de Nagula Oimer alakois, Einayela Bishvil is Akris as a Tinoikis, Pnei Boisai Shalai Shamu Bitvilla. The whole reason we do it alakois is only to be Moitzi, the children, by them hearing the bracha and saying amen, so they were Yaitzur Avdol, or the women who were not. Didn't daven Shemayin Esrei, didn't say Atachan Antanu. So they're yoytze with the Havdalah that the Baal HaBos makes al hakois. That's the whole reason why it's not al hakois. V'hilkach tzorach ulachzor ulespal l'omer. And therefore, if he said it al hakois before Shemayin Esrei, he has to say it again in Shemayin Esrei. Because the Ikur Takana of Havdalah was to say it in Shemayin Esrei. So milse amra she'ikur betvilah. So Rabbi Yochanan Shita's Ikur is Bekois, and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi B'Shem Yitzchak Ruba is the Ikur is Betfilah, and now we see a third opinion. Rabbi Zeira, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, who said it B'Shem Shmuel, says the following. Both are Ikur, as the Pnei Moshe explains. Amra Bekois, if he first said it, Alakois Davdallah, Amra Betfilah, he has to repeat it Betfilah. Amra Betfilah, if he first said it Betfilah, Amra Bekois, he has to repeat it alakois. And according to this, we can sum up, milse amra, that what did Rabbi Zeira in the name of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel say? To sum it up, she'ikra kan vikan, that their opinion is that the ikra of Dola, it was nesakin to say it on both in tefillah and alakois, and therefore, whether you said the kois first, whether you said the tefillah first, you have to repeat it for the one that you have not yet said. So it comes out, we have three shitas over here. Whether the ikur of Havdalah is alakois, the ikur is ala tefillah, or the ikur is on both kois and tefillah.
Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Boy Doit. We had in the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is that Atachan Antanu is said in Moedim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rebbe Matin, Ki Rabbi Eliezer B'Yantiv Shechal Yoitz B'Moitzoi Shabbos Miyad. The word Miyad, the Charedim does not have, and the Shinin Nischois and Ois Gimel tells us as well that we are not goyrus the word miyad, and we will go with that opinion, although the Pnei Moshe is goyrus the word miyad and has his pshat in the Gemara. According to the Charedim, Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rebbe, is saying matin. What does matin mean? We are inclined towards Rabbi Eliezer, as opposed to saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Let us see the Charedim in the sixth line on the left-hand column, who brings Rashi in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, who pirish Rashi, man di omer halacha, Darshin Hach Bepirka. If we say, as we'll soon see, one sheet is that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, so then we darshin it in the shir berabim. We tell everybody that halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. However, Mandi Omer Matin, the one who says we're only inclined towards, what does that mean? What's the chilik between that and halacha? Midrash loy darshin berabim. We do not say it in a shir berabim that this is the halacha. Aval uruye marinan liyachid lasis k'Rabbi Eliezer biyantiv shechal liyois be'echad b'shabbos. Or as we have it in the Gemara, shechal liyois b'maitzoy shabbos. Whenever yantiv comes out of maitzoy shabbos, so we don't have an option of saying atachanantanu in chonein hadas because that bracha is not here in the Shemoneh Esrei of yantiv. So there, we don't darshan it barabim, but we are matin, we're inclined towards Rabbi Eliezer, and we tell someone who will ask a shailah, to that individual, we'll tell him, you know what you should do? You should say, atachan antanu, like Rabbi Eliezer, in moidim. So this is what Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi, that it's not a halacha barabim, it's matin, we're inclined towards Rabbi Eliezer, for an individual, and in what case? In one specific case, biyantiv shechal yos moitzoy Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yitzchok Rabba b'shem Rabbi, the great Rabbi Yitzchok in the name of Rabbi, he said it's not just matin, but it's halachic Rabbi Lezer, biyantiv shechal yos moitzoy Shabbos. And as Rashi and Brachas Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis taught us, that halacha means we even say it berabim. Continues the Gemara. We have two other opinions, which agree with each other. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, who was a Tana, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman says in the name of the Tana, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, halachic Rabbi Eliezer. The halach is like Rabbi Eliezer that you say atachan antanu in moedim lo'olam, not just when yontiv comes out of Maitzoy Shabbos, but that's always when you say it, even if you have an option that you could have said in chonin adas, you say it in moedim. Rav Avua, b'shem Rav Lazar, Rav Avua in the name of the Amora Rav Lazar, halacha k'Rav Eliezer loylam. He concurs with Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman that the halacha is like Rav Eliezer always, not just on Yontif that comes out on Moitzoy Shabbos. So if Rav Avua is saying in the name of Rav Lazar, it would appear that Rav Lazar had no other source except himself. He was paskening that the halacha is always like Rav Eliezer. So on this, the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, said Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, and we will be goers here according to the Charedim. Let's see the Charedim inside. Hachi Garsinan, approximately 10 lines from the top on the left-hand side. Hachi Garsinan, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Lav Inun Tarte Shmuyin. And as we're not goyris in the Gemara, lav begain the atun tarte shmuyin. We're goyris, lav inun tarte shmuyin. These are not two separate memras. These are not two separate statements by Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman in the name of the Tana, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, and a separate statement by Rabbi Avua in the name of the Amora Rabbi Lazar. Ella, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, continuing in the gears of the Charedim, Ella Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman v'Rabbi Lazar tarvayun b'shem Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. And again, if we look back to the Gemara, the Charedim is changing this part of the Gemara as well. It's not Ella began the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, but Ella Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman v'Rabbi Lazar tarvayun b'shem Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer li'olam. So what Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha is saying is don't think that there were two separate statements here, one by Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman in the name of the Tana Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, and the other by Rabbi Avua in the name of the Amora Rabbi Lazar. But in fact, Rabbi Lazar was not stating his own opinion as an Amora, but he too really was saying it in the name of the Tana Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. That what? That the halach is like Rabbi Eliezer, that you say Atachanantanu in Moedim, not just when Yontif comes out of Moitzoy Shabbos and you don't have an option of Choinin Adas, but even when there's a regular weekday that comes out of Moitzoy Shabbos and you do have the bracha of Choinin Hadas, you do not say Atachanantanu in Choinin Adas, but rather you say it in Moedim. So learns the Charedim Pshat in this Gemara according to his Girsa. Continues the Gemara. Vavdolo b'choinen adas, divrei chachamim. The chachamim hold, as we learned in our Mishnah, that Havdalah is in choinen adas. And Rabbi Kiva's shita is, Rabbi Kiva oimer, oimra bracha revis ba'atzma. He says, atuchan antana, as a separate fourth bracha of Shemayna Esrei, the first weekday bracha before atuchan alam das. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Shmuel oimra bracha revius. He doesn't say outright halachas like Rabbi Kiva, and we can wonder why he didn't say it in that way. But that's basically what he's saying. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha says, "Who do I paskin?" He said in the name of Shmuel that oimra bracha revius. The halacha, in fact, follows Rabbi Kiva that he makes a separate bracha, and we know that. Actually, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer that he says it in Moedim. It's not like Rabbi Kiva that you make a fourth special bracha on Moitzoy Shabbos for Atuchan Antanu, but rather we incorporate Atuchan Antanu like the Tanakama in the bracha of Choinen Hadas. And when Yontif comes out on Moitzoy Shabbos, there's a special bracha of Atoydi Einu. This is the halacha l'maisa.